This is the return
of the Republic.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com.
Hey guys, how old are you?
14 year old.
You guys don't like Hillary Clinton?
No.
Hillary for president.
She's a liar.
You really got to ask yourself, who's thinking about the optics for Hillary Clinton? We've got footage and photos we're about to show you that the intrepid reporter Laura Loomer shot yesterday in Connecticut, where Hillary Clinton did her book signing and meet and greet in a toilet paper aisle.
Yeah, I didn't get to see her. Did you?
No.
What's the deal with all this toilet paper? I mean, she's right behind the toilet paper curtain.
Oh.
Kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Are you a Hillary supporter?
Huh?
Are you a Hillary supporter?
Oh, I'm not.
I'm not either. You guys, look, they placed Hillary Clinton right next to the toilet paper.
Ah, that's awesome.
It's almost like they're trying to tell us something about her new book. So I just think it's really funny. Like, she's next to toilet paper and white supremacist milk.
The white milk.
That's
terrible.
So Loomer shows up hours before to get in line and documents the fact that there were crowds of patriots out there saying, lock her up and Hillary for prison. We'll get to that later. Then she tries to get in, and the police and Secret Service tell her, sorry, you're on a list that Hillary gave us of people not allowed to get in. Well, Loomer says, I'm peaceful. I'm a reporter. I'm a member of Costco. Why are you trying to stop me? Last week, I asked Hillary questions. I bought her book. Other people can ask her questions. It's not illegal to go to a public event and ask somebody tough questions. So after making her wait about 30 minutes, they had to admit that she was right and indeed was allowed in to the event. So a victory for free speech, but why are we having to even fight for free speech?
The book signing?
That is here today, correct.
Great. So where do I go? I'm a Costco member.
Watch your back. Go all the way around with what name?
What?
What's your name?
Why does it matter?
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura? Okay, yeah, can't be here.
I'm not allowed to be here?
No, you're not.
You were told I'm not allowed to be here? By who? Secret Service or?
Yep.
Wow. It's the Secret Service that I'm not allowed to be at Costco.
Do you have any issues with that? We can get someone here to talk to you about it.
I'm interested, like, why am I not allowed to be here? What's the reasoning for Secret Service?
We were told you weren't supposed to be here. So if you want to talk to somebody that gives those decisions out, I'm more than happy to get somebody out to talk to you.
Yeah, can you actually have someone come tell me why?
Wait, right.
At this point, I mean, we'll push all the decision-making onto the local authorities. What's your plan? Did you buy a book?
Oh, well, I'm a Costco member. I bought a book the other day, and then they took my book from me, and they wouldn't let me have it. But I just, you know, I'm here to, express my First Amendment rights. And ask Hillary Clinton a couple questions about what happens.
Hey, so we looked into it, and the general manager doesn't have a problem with you being here.
Okay.
And the Secret Service doesn't have a problem with you being here. If you have a ticket, you can get in line, and you're not going to be disruptive. You're okay.
I mean, the big question everybody's asking is, including big Hillary donors, is why doesn't this lady just go the hell away? But again, there's a public list of where her book signings are across the United States, and I would suggest everyone go out and peacefully ask her, what happened at Benghazi? What happened with the emails? What happened to all those folks that got Arkansas-ed?
Thanks for having me. So the American people would really like to know, what happened to your 33,000 emails? What happened in Benghazi?
Go read the book.
What happened with Newsweek and the cover, Madam President, Hillary Clinton? What happened?
Are you a Costco member?
Not anymore.
So you canceled your membership because
of
this?
Yes, we did.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, and almost forgot. It turns out Hillary is going to be in Austin November 17th. And you can believe we're going to have our crew down there trying to ask her serious questions. Who knows? I might even try to go ask her a question. It's still okay in a free country, right?
Do you guys watch InfoWars?
I do watch InfoWars. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you came out here today to what?
Support Trump and support the anti-Hillary movement.
So you guys are out here protesting Hillary's book signing. You live in Westchester?
Yeah, well, in Fairfield County, Danbury.
And you were telling me that you ordered this flag just for this event and it arrived last night.
Well, I didn't. My son did.
Right.
And it came last night.
Great. I heard you say you listen to InfoWars.
Yes, I do, and my sons do, too. They're in their 20s.
Yeah, so you watch a lot of InfoWars and Alex Jones.
Yes.
Oh my God! Someone even brought an orange jumpsuit.
What do we got?
Wow, Clinton.
Or we could go overhead cam.
Side, so.
I can't
We can come back to it, though. We'll come back.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
Is the War Room.
All right, we are live here in the War Room. It is just after 3 p.m. Central. Thank you for joining us. I'm Rob Dew. Co-host here is Michael Zimmerman. We will be sitting in for, we're going to be doing a few days this week as Owen Schroyer goes on a long adventure. He's going on a little adventure somewhere. So we'll be here manning the helm a couple days this week, a few days next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Millie Weaver's also going to be dropping by today. We're going to have an activist who's in Houston right now gathering parents together to fight forced vaccination, because that is the big fight that is coming down the pike. In fact, if you were watching on Twitter earlier on at Real Alex Jones, I was showing you this is a list of the vaccines that are in development coming your way. So we're going to have that. We're also going to have Roger Stone on for a whole hour talking about what's new in Trump world. But guys, if y'all could focus in on my phone, when we played that last report there with Laura Loomer trying to confront Hillary Clinton once again. Here she is actually in Costco, and there's the toilet paper aisle and the milk aisle's over here. So she's literally stuffed between toilet paper, and Laura Loomer made the joke white supremacist milk in some of the footage that she sent in. So we were working on that report yesterday, and I think it's amazing, Michael, how the cops, that wasn't Secret Service out there. The Secret Service told the police not to let Laura Loomer in. They asked her name was. Yeah, what's your name? What's your name? Oh, you can't come in.
Well, I think it's funny that not even a week after the release of this book, she's already doing events at Costco of all places.
Yeah.
Which I like Costco, but if your book is in a discount store and it's 50% off on Amazon, 50% off on Barnes & Noble, or buy one, get one free.
And you have to take away 90% of the one-star reviews.
On Amazon, right. Which I think I'm actually going to leave a review because they removed all the ones that weren't verified purchases, which I can kind of understand. But we actually did buy the book in order to pull the clips for the show here.
And I actually agree with that. We have a review system on InfoWarsStore.com, and you have to have verified your purchase before you can make a review. And I totally agree with that. That is the one way to assure that you're getting a fair review and a true review based on people who have bought your products.
Right. Instead of just, you know, slandering someone's book, like if someone goes and finds Milo's book and just a bunch of leftists want to give it one stars or something.
But we know Hillary. Hillary's an evil witch, and we know her book is just a pile of crap. I mean, totally.
It all comes down to who else can I blame for my issues other than myself?
Right.
Everyone else is to blame. It's the Russians. And we'll have to read the chapter names at some point later in the week. I'll print all those out. It's interesting. She's like, the FBI, James Comey,
right.
The Russians,
Bernie Bros.
It's like, who else can I blame? And now the latest thing is blaming Facebook. The Russians bought this.
That's right.
These ads on Facebook.
What if I told you, Michael, with $100,000, we could sway an election?
A whole thing.
The whole election could be turned with $100,000. Yeah. Who believes this crap? This is amazing.
The same people who think there's 75 genders. So, you know, we've got to go easy on them.
And now you look at The View. They just, her name is Jedediah Bila. She was departing The View because she asked Hillary some tough questions, okay? This is the only conservative host on The View right now, okay? Because they have to have four shrieking leftist harpies. They put one conservative in that they can use as a punching bag. But now she's leaving because she has some tough questions. to Hillary Clinton.
I'm sure a quote conservative on The View is not all that conservative anyway.
I would agree.
Much like, you know, the conservative commentators they have on CNN. It's like, where do they find these people?
It's amazing. Alex Jones did a View appearance many years ago. And he said it was funny. He said they came in, it was Joy Behar. Yeah, Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. He said Joy Behar looked like a shrieking harpy. She would come in and say something and then like dance out of the room afterwards. But one thing that's even funnier than my horrible joke was this article on Infowars.com. Trump golf tweet inspires fresh wave of meme magic. That's right. The meme magickers. Meme magic is real. The Kekistanis are back in action. And guys, let's pull up that article and show some of these amazing, memes, because it's Trump hitting a golf ball and it's knocking Crooked Hillary into her plane. We saw that famous image of her tripping.
While they pull this up, it's Hillary falling down from many years ago. I think this is actually potentially when Bill was still president or early.
I think she was Secretary of State at the time.
So pretty early on being Secretary of State, she tripped and fell getting on the plane. And then they use a variety of clips of Trump playing tennis, playing golf. And
throwing a football, throwing a baseball.
They did this the other week with the protester who was hitting the genitals with a tear gas grenade after kicking one towards the cops. Not one of his brighter moments, I'm sure. And they had Trump swinging, you know, the golf club, and then the protester getting hit. And I actually got a notification on my phone this weekend from CNN saying, you know, Trump tweets, you know, a video of him.
It'd be great if we could see these memes too. These are super funny. I mean, they're right there in the article. There's a Paperboy. Remember that? Remember that video game Paperboy?
Start playing them one at a time.
Yeah, scroll them down, guys. Let's go through them all.
Yeah, no, y'all had it just up.
There he is hitting the golf swing. Boom, right in the back. Go to the next one. There's so many people. There he is as a young man in the 90s throwing a football out. Oh, boy, Hillary. That really sucks. That's from CNN Sucks. Appropriately named. Here he is at a tennis match. Just going to hit one out into the audience. There's a souvenir. Oh, hit Hillary. Look at that.
Just like when Trump tweeted that gif and CNN freaked out. The WWE one. They're like, you know,
how dare he?
Attacking CNN. It's
how
like,
dare he?
Anyone who's watched CNN knows that all they do 24 hours a day is attack the president.
Bash Trump. And so what he did, these are jokes. Obviously, this is funny that this, you know, that Crooked Hillary fell into her plane. Yeah, it's funny. She also fell getting into her van after on 9/11 just over a year ago now.
Her ambulance.
Right. Yeah, her black colored ambulance. And, you know, it's just amazing that this makes people so butthurt. So this is an article from Dan Lyman on Infowars.com, and you can check that out. Here's another interesting article, but some more butthurt going on for Paul Joseph Watson. Antifa professor who bragged about teaching future dead cops complains about receiving threats. And Professor Mike Isaacson put out a tweet that said, here's a threat of some of the threats I've received. So he's at the economics department, probably teaches socialism, and he's also got a very long neck.
Every time I see a photo of this guy, and when I was watching the Tucker piece the other day, I just could not stop laughing. And a lot of people have edited photos of him to, you know, double it up even. So
sure. Well, that's what happens when you come out and you start talking about hoping that you're teaching dead people and future dead cops.
Yep.
Really, is that going to make things better in this country? Talking about killing policemen, is that going to make things better?
Normalizing political violence.
Exactly.
If I say you're a Nazi and I can just attack you.
Well, in fact,
I don't like.
There was, it looks like it was an actual Nazi punched out, and I'll dig that tweet up during the break. Yeah, in Seattle. He had a Nazi armband on, he's trying to talk to the guy, and he gets decked. Well, no, I don't agree with what you did by decking this guy, but also, don't wear a Nazi armband. Unless you're a real Nazi. And if you're a real Nazi, I wouldn't be going out in public showing it. Because there are real Nazis in this world. And you're doing a disservice by saying everybody's a Nazi.
Well, much like there's real Klan members in this country. But if you look at the actual numbers, it's was it 300 people or 3,000?
It's 3,000 across 3, the United States.
So you divide that, you know, it's a
and that's from like the Southern Poverty Law Center numbers. Those are numbers that they're saying. Inflated. So they're probably inflated.
So you have a group that's not very well organized, not very high in membership. You know, if you divide it across all the states, less than 100 people per state, is the Klan something that's really a big issue in America anymore? I'm just objectively a big issue.
As a white person, I'm offended.
I will absolutely condemn them. I don't support these people, but it's like, there's not many of them. I don't think I've ever met one.
Yeah, I don't know what they're expecting with this.
But these people manage to see these boogeymen, you know, everywhere they go.
So I've got another story, Michael. I don't see it here. It's about the young man, and they cut him off talking about Hillary. They asked him about racism in this country. I don't even see my article here. It might have got stapled in another. We'll find out during the break, and we'll come back. We're going to have, who are we going to have? Millie Weaver's coming on today. She didn't even tell me what she's talking about, but she said it's going to be good. She wanted to surprise us. So stay tuned for that. She's going to be coming in at our final hour of the show. We're also going to be taking your calls later, and we'll give out that number a little bit later. And we're going to have Roger Stone coming up in about 45 minutes, and I'm sure he's going to have some big news of what's going on in the Trump universe, especially what's going on with him. He's been traveling around giving speeches. So stay tuned for that. We've got a lot more ahead. Don't worry. We got a jam-packed show, and we're going to have some major vaccine news coming up in about 15 minutes. So stay tuned. Please send out this link to everyone you know, Infowars.com/show. Thanks for watching.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by Infowars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth, from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Due. Joining me is Michael Zimmerman. And Michael, it is definitely a sign of what's going on in our world, this censorship that is going on with hosts being asked to leave shows because they ask people questions. We have reporters who are initially denied entry into a public store because they asked Hillary a question the week before about what she did in Benghazi, and she laughs it off with her little witch cackle. We have Gab.ai being told they have to get off their servers in the Pacific over in Asia. Or it's going to be seen. Yeah, or it's going to be seized.
So it's not even the server. Yeah, they'll take the domain away. So everyone who goes to Gab.ai, the domain gets taken. This is the same technique they've used against sites like the Pirate Bay over the years. They've taken, you know, .com, .org, .se, you know, out of Sweden, you know, .ru out of Russia. They go after your domain names. And then you have people like this Cloudflare guy going and seizing, you know, deciding on a whim, waking up one morning, I want to take away this website. So in the case of the Cloudflare thing, it was, you know, Daily Stormer, which is not a, you know, website that we support. Like, we do support Gab, but having the individuals be able to make these decisions. Yeah.
It almost doesn't even matter what the content is unless it's attacking, you know, people. Like, in terms of physically attacking.
Right. So, like, let's take down websites that are child porn.
Right.
Human trafficking. And, you know, terrorism.
But ISIS. When you start attacking words, that's it. And they're coming after us big time. So everybody's got to get our links out. They got to spread the articles, and you have to do it manually. You have to send them manually, because if you try to do it in Twitter and Facebook, they'll block your algorithms. That's why Matt Drudge was here over 2 years ago now calling it an internet ghetto. Fact, well, not quite 2 years ago. It was right when my daughter was born. So coming up on 2 years, Matt Drudge was here saying there's internet ghettos out there, and it's Facebook, it's YouTube, it's Twitter, it's anything that is made to make it easy for you to get on. Like, Facebook made it easy for you to build a page and spread your word around to all your friends.
Yeah, we've got now these mobile apps.
Now that they've made it, they put the wall up, and they say, now we don't like what you're saying. We're going to take it away. And here's another instance of it. It's a video. It's from the Daily Caller, but we have it on InfoWars.com. You can go watch the video there. Video: CNN cuts off black Trump supporter when he answers white guilt question. And this is the Crony News Network in typical form. Guys, let's roll that clip.
Shirts here today, though. I think one shirt that said no white guilt, things like that. I mean, there have been some messages that might not be that open to folks from diverse perspectives. I mean, what would your message be to folks like that?
When it comes to no white guilt, I agree with that. I actually just made a post about it on my page, did a video about it, is that there are some white Americans that feel guilty for what their ancestors did, you know, this and that. And the thing about it is, they shouldn't have to feel guilty. This is America.
Against terrorists, we have to stand up.
So certainly an interesting perspective there from an African American who supports Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
We don't want that going on.
No, we just lost the feed.
It was literally Chris Cuomo moment where they just cut the guy off. He's not even finished with what he wants to say, but CNN had enough. They don't want that type of people coming together. They don't want to show that of people from different races coming together. In fact, there was video. I saw this on Jack Posobiec's Twitter of Black Lives Matter getting up at the Trump rally and leading everybody in a USA chant. Nobody wants to see that. And if you guys can find that, we'll pull it up and play it, because They don't want to show people coming together. The Juggalos were in D.C. Did we see any fights? Was it a big riot? Everybody was saying, oh, it's going to be a riot between the Trump supporters and the Juggalos. There was nothing but love because people are sick and tired of fighting, and I think they're realizing, hey, we're being pitted against each other. We're being thrown into the pit. We may be from different sides of the world or different thought processes or different philosophies, but we're all Americans, and there's no reason why we all can't succeed, because a rising tide will raise all ships. So if we have a successful economy, if we have a level playing field, without corporations getting all these tax breaks and all these tax breaks I'm for, but all these corporations having regulations where they regulate their competition out of existence so new companies can't come up. So we have all these old companies that have been around for so long and they love the monopolies. As one of the Rockefellers said, I think it was John D. Rockefeller said, competition is a sin. Giant corporations like Goldman Sachs don't want to see competition. They want to dominate the market. And anything they see, like Bitcoin, Jamie Dimon coming out and saying Bitcoin's bad, even though he's been trying to put patents out on a Bitcoin-type system for years now. So it really is amazing what they're trying to do. They're trying to change reality, and they're doing it all through your phones and all through your computers. So it really is disturbing.
Yeah. And I'd much rather spend time, you know, going back to the Juggalos, I'd much rather spend time with these people than I would college students from Berkeley. I'm sure they'd be a lot better to be around.
Or college students from Yale.
People who just want to have a good time. And the whole issue with that, the reason they were actually marching on D.C. is that the FBI had labeled them a terrorist organization.
Right.
Or a gang.
So a group of people that like a certain band.
The Insane Clown Posse, yeah, is the band they like. You know, these two guys. And the music is not exactly, I mean, I don't listen to much of it, but it's not exactly violent or anything. It's like...
It's all about being true to yourself.
It's kind of cheesy music, it's kind of campy.
Getting out of the box. And yeah, they do some weird stuff, and they had a thing about the end of the world and whatever. But it's just a bunch of dudes having fun. You know, they go to the
music festivals.
And they offer kids, I think they offer them an identity. They offer them a place to go and go, hey, I'm not normal. I don't feel good. So, but this is a place where I can, you know, kind of jump out. And there's people that all agree with me too. I think it's great. I think, and that's what you're going to see more in this country as we go. You're going to see little pockets of groups coming together, I think, and forming alliances. And when that happens, it's all over. It's all over for the New World Order. It's all over for the George Soros-led groups, all the race baiting that's going on at CNN. But I want to go to this before we go to break. We've got about a couple minutes before we go to break. Yale swaps out freshmen and upperclassmen with gender-neutral terms. And then I'm going to show you guys how on The Simpsons, just earlier this year, they basically proved this was going to happen. It's amazing. So Simpsons has done it again. They prove all kinds of things. I don't know what think tank bots they are getting information from, but Yale administrators have replaced freshmen and upperclassmen with the terms first year and upper level students in official campus publications. The terminology shift, YDN claims, comes from greater gender inclusivity. We're not trying to be the language police, but our new terminology is modern. So these clips are funny. They can't actually made an intro out of one of these parts of it. But Mr. Burns is going to Yale to talk about, I guess this is his alma mater, and he's talking about giving him more money. And you can just see the seething social justice warrior influence coming out of Yale. I got three clips. Let's play the first one, and we'll talk over. This is, of course, fair use because we are analyzing these clips.
Well, I am here to offer you money. I'd like to endow a Department of Nuclear Plant Management.
Wonderful. Of course, we can't do nuclear.
Our students are highly entitled voices.
You'd be creating a space for violence to happen.
Oh, my God.
But with an issue as heteropatriarchal as nuclear power, we'll have to hire multicultural empathizers, build a new safe space.
This is what is going
on. We insist on a chair of anti-nuclear studies and a nuclear-neutral curriculum pathway.
Absolutely, Teddy.
They have to run everything by the squash team.
How long ago was this?
This happened this year in April.
Okay.
This is brand new. We're going to play the other two clips when we come back, and we have a great guest with a lot of new vaccine information that's coming out. So stay tuned for that. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. It's Michael Zimmerman right there. Stay tuned.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalists, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
We could not have picked a better liner because the American way of life is under attack. They're trying to take away your freedom, what you do with your body, how you talk, what you say, where you can go. I guess it's like this prison of the mind that is coming across us right now. And one way it's happening is with mandatory vaccinations. And I showed this little pamphlet here of the numerous, it's 37 pages long. And so each page has about 7 vaccines they're coming up with for a variety of ailments, multiple sclerosis, celiac disease, which most of these are caused by the vaccines, by the way. A bunch of, what is it? Hypersensitivities, allergic reactions to dust mites, and all this stuff, colon cancer, breast cancer. They're just coming down the pipe and they're going to say, look, man, you feeling bad? We got a vaccine for that. You're not liking life right now. We got a vaccine for,
for depression. Depression shots.
Come on. B cell malignancies. It's just all coming down the pipe. And once they make these, they have to force them on you because people don't go to the doctor and go, hey, am I missing any shots? Is there anything I'm missing? I need to get those. And that's what our next guest is here because right now she's in Houston, Texas. I first met Michelle Ford. Actually, Michael was there with me too. And we went to Washington DC to do an interview with Robert Kennedy Jr. talking about the, mercury in vaccines. Now he seems to be more concerned about the mercury more than anything else. There's a lot of things that concern me about
aerosol
vaccines.
And
in addition to the mercury, the polysorbate 80, the aluminum, the different diploid cells, which are made from aborted fetuses. Yeah, all the good stuff. That's what they like to put in there. So now we have Michelle Ford on the phone and she's going to tell you what's going on in Houston, Texas right now. And if you're anywhere near Houston, they've just been hit by a flood. So maybe you can't get to these, but they're going to be showing a new movie called Vaccine Syndrome. And also it's a great place to network with people who are like-minded. Cause one thing I've found is when I put out a tweet about vaccines, I get about 60% of the people that agree with me. And then there's a nice 40% that think I'm crazy because I don't want to inject my children with all these foreign substances. So Michelle, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, Rob. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on today.
You're welcome. So tell us what's going on in Houston.
Okay. So for lack of a better term, the global medical mafia is getting together today and tomorrow to essentially plot the demise of the quote-unquote anti-vaccine movement. So as a result, a bunch of freedom fighters have gotten together to have a protest this morning outside of the location where these global public health people were having their meeting. And then this evening, we're showing The Vaccine Syndrome, which is a film by acclaimed filmmaker Scott Miller. We're having that at the Crown Plaza, which is in River Oaks at 2712 Southwest Freeway in Houston from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's a free event, and it's a documentary about the anthrax vaccine campaign that's being thrust upon our military ever since Clinton signed into law the Executive Order 13139, which is something that we're trying to overturn. And then tomorrow, from 9 in the morning until 5, at the Hyatt Regency North Houston at 425 North Sam Houston Parkway in Houston, we're having the Health Freedom Worldwide Symposium, where we've got a huge lineup of incredible speakers that are going to be educating those who are bold enough and brave enough to come check it out. We've got Del Bigtree, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. James Lyons-Weiler, Barbara Lowe Fisher of the NBIC, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, Ted Fogarty, Josh Coleman, Nick Johansson, Marcella Piper Terry, Sheila Lewis Ely. We've got Bill Zedler. He's a representative from somewhere around here in Texas. And anyway, we're just showing the global medical mafia that we're awake, we're united, and we're frankly never going away.
And I don't think people realize, you know, in California, they made a mandatory vaccine bill where any child who wants to go to school, public school there is being, and private school even, is being forced to take vaccines. And this was all started by Senator Richard Pan, that a lot of people seem to have issue with. And in fact, I think he's coming up for re-election. So people need to speak with their vote. But people don't realize when this stuff happens in California, it's going to come right to you next, okay? And they're not going to wait. Once they see Californians take it and suck it up, they're going to go, you know what? We can do this to everybody. And let me tell you, if Texas falls to this stuff, which I don't think Texas is going to fall initially, but it'll happen eventually, okay? That's what you need to worry about. And you people need to come together, form groups, know when things are happening, like the Global Vaccine Initiative. What do you think that's for? That's to vaccinate everybody. You know what they do? And I don't know, Michelle, you definitely probably know about this, but Bill Gates is really big into vaccines. He's big into putting, he wants to put them in mosquitoes. And And he's really into the immune system and how it works in with the gut, because that's what happens with these vaccines. They go in and undermine what's going on in the gut, and then you're susceptible to all this stuff. And I want to show a couple of images that you sent me, actually, and it's, did one of them is, did vaccines really save us? And here's a graph of the measles vaccine when it was introduced. Guys, if you can pop down here and zoom in on that. Yeah. So you see a high incidence of measles. They have outbreaks, and then it goes down because people get immune to it, and they go back and back forth. Well, here about 1960, you can see where it is. And then here's where the vaccine was introduced. It's almost negligible in what it did. Yeah. And you can see the trend. It's going down. Why? What happened here? This is like indoor plumbing. This is not using outhouses as much. This is washing your hands. Basic hygiene got rid of measles. Okay.
Refrigeration, yeah.
Refrigeration, exactly. Whooping cough, same thing. You see the downward trend happening. Scroll up just a little bit on that, guys. Yeah, you can see the downward trend happening. Yeah, we used to have whooping cough really bad. But what the medical model wants you to think is that because they invented the whooping cough or the measles vaccine, that saved everybody. And you notice, here's scarlet fever down in the left-hand corner of that. There's no vaccine for scarlet fever. Oh, it follows the same trajectory in about the same time period. The 50s and 60s is when all this stuff went away. Okay? That's what happened. And people don't seem to realize that. They think it's the magic of doctors and making vaccines out of aborted fetal cells is what has saved humanity. Why do people not realize this basic, just looking at the basic graphs, that you could understand this issue, Michelle? What is going on?
Well, you know, Rob, I think what's been happening for decades now is that the pharmaceutical industry has gotten more and more powerful with their billions, probably trillions of dollars of revenue. And now they've got this relationship with our lawmakers and our media, frankly. So they have really the trifecta of the perfect storm of being able to successfully brainwash not only the United States, but other countries around the world, as though our bodies could not have possibly survived thousands of years without these deadly vaccines. People have become hypnotized. And I don't think it's just the mercury, like you were saying earlier in the opening. You know, it's also the other heavy metals. We've got aluminum, we've got formaldehyde, we've got aborted baby cell lines, we've got other adjuvants that are wreaking havoc. And the media tends to always pigeonhole that, you know, quote unquote, vaccines don't cause autism. But I'm here to tell, you know, your entire listening audience and everyone around the world that autism is not our only problem. We're talking about cancer, seizure disorders, tics, allergies of every kind, learning delay, speech delay, chronic inflammation, sleep
hyperactivity in young kids. They are attacking us on all fronts. Michelle, we're about to go to break. We're going to come back and talk about what happened when they started increasing the doses of vaccines. What started happening to our kids? They started getting sicker instead of getting more healthy. Stay tuned. This is The War Room. I'm Rob Dew. We got Michael Zimmerman. We got Michelle Ford. We're talking about vaccines and what they're trying to do to your family. Stay tuned and spread that link.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emirps Essentials mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emirps Essentials mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emirps Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So vaccines is something I really get heated up on. I really am adamant about this. Over the weekend, I put out, I'd already done this about a year ago, but I put out video, or actually audio, of me recording nurses who were, it was a couple days after my baby girl was born, and they were like, we want to give her the vitamin K shot. We're ready to give it to her. And I said, well, we want to do the oral vitamin K. And they're like, oral vitamin K? Ooh. That doesn't exist. It's not safe and effective. It doesn't work. We have to give her the shot. This is the most interesting thing. And I went back and watched this video. They were going after kombucha makers for having 0.5% alcohol in their drinks. Okay. The vitamin K shot has 0.9% alcohol in it. Ethyl alcohol in the shot.
In your veins in an infant.
Injecting in the vein. Baby's first shot. They get a shot and a shot.
I remember this because your daughter was born like a week after I started at InfoWars, and you came back from the whole thing when you finally returned to work. A few days later, and you're like, you won't believe what they're trying to do.
Yeah. And they said, oh, there's all these studies that prove it's not effective, the oral vaccine. And then I went and found all these studies that showed it was absolutely as effective and what they determined as effectiveness. So our guest is Michelle Ford. Michelle, where can people, this is the last segment that you're going to be with us, but where can people find more information on future events and also this current event? Where can people find all the information to get involved? Because this is an issue that we need to stand together on. Is Michelle there? Did she drop off? Oh, Michelle, are you still there?
I'm still here, yep.
Okay. Where can people find information on this event and then future events where they can all get involved? Because it is very important that people stand together on this and, you know, take a stand.
Absolutely. So the events happening today and tomorrow, you can go to TXMFA. It stands for Texas Medical Freedom Alliance.org. TXMFA.org. And then for future events, you can go to V-IAL.org. That stands for Vaccine Injury Awareness League.org.
Because I don't think people realize how many children are injured. There is the VAERS, the VAERS program where they put out different reactions that happen after you take vaccines. There's a vaccine court that has paid several billion dollars out since the 80s to kids. But I want to show everybody this chart that you sent me. And this is showing from the 1940s to 2000, and it's showing the instances of chronic childhood diseases. Go over to this one, guys, right here. There we go. So this is 1940 to 2000, and this is the number of vaccines required right here. So they go up and up. In the in 1990, we had this big jump, and now it's jumped even more. Now, let's go over to this one. Oh, notice the incidence of autism has gone up. Mercury-laced hepatitis B and HIV vaccines introduced, and it skyrockets back in 1990. And now let's look at the statistics. Let me finish this, and I'll let you continue. One in 1976, one in every 30 children was learning disabled. Now it's one in every six. In 1992, one child in 500 had autism. Now it's one in 50, and that was from 2013. It's now like one in 38, one in 42 now. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, people, when I'm out on the street and I'm talking to, you know, pregnant moms or grandparents about what's going on with vaccines, they say, well, hey, I was vaccinated. Nothing happened to me, right? The problem is that when we were younger, we got, you know, between one and seven doses of vaccines. Kids today get about 49 before they even get to kindergarten. So.
Yeah.
You know, the numbers are so exaggerated now in terms of how many vaccines kids have to get. And most people are unaware that in 1986, there was the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act that removed all liability, which means that people can no longer sue vaccine manufacturers for all the adverse effects that they were seeing. And, you know, pharma had the money and the resources to go to Congress and petition Congress to get complete immunity. I mean, imagine them being able to walk into our legislators' offices and say, listen, we're getting sued way too much, so we need immunity. Otherwise, we're going to stop vaccinating the population. Everyone's going to die of smallpox, right? They threatened a massive public health emergency. But what was really going on is no one bothered to go, hey, your vaccines are killing and maiming people. So, no, we're not going to give you immunity. Go make a safer product.
And but we didn't have the internet back then where people could share their stories, share their testimonials, because that's what's most powerful when you see a mother or a father get on camera and go, my child was walking around normal, pointing at things, smiling. Oh, and then we went in for the 2.5-year-old shots or the 6-month shots, and all of a sudden they have no soul in their face. The light has gone out in their eyes. That is what's so disturbing, watching those testimonials. And all the vaccine activists out there have done a great job. The anti-vaccine activists have done a great job showing this. But you mentioned pregnancy. You know, we had this study, new study that came out that showed the link between the flu vaccine and miscarriage. But everybody wants to say, is it a real link? Oh, there wasn't enough dead babies, so we're not sure if it's a real link or not. I mean, what is going on? How can they continue to do this? And when are people going to wake up and realize that they're being used as guinea pigs?
Well, I think people are just inherently trusting, and they don't want to believe the enormity of this potential problem, right? So they turn a blind eye and just hope and pray that nothing bad happens to them. But until we can really gain access to the Vaccine Safety Data Link, also known as the VSD, which is privately held by the AHIP, America's Health Insurance Plans, a private entity that cannot be petitioned through a FOIA process, we cannot see generational health outcomes of all these kids where the data is housed by these eight health insurers. You know, eight health insurers, mostly Kaiser Permanente branches, have been housing health outcome data for since the early 90s. And that data cannot be researched or viewed by independent researchers. It's kept, you know, under lock and key, and no one is allowed to question that data. So if it was, if everything was so safe and so wonderful and, you know, frankly saved the world, why won't they let independent researchers have access to the health outcomes of those generations of kids? They're hiding something, and I'm really grateful to the VAXXed team for bringing awareness to the vaccine injury community. I'm thankful to the National Vaccine Information Center for being, you know, paving the way of this mission. They started back during the DPT campaign in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
The early whistleblowers, I'm thankful for Dr. William Thompson at the CDC, also known as hashtag CDC whistleblower, for coming forward. I'm thankful for the Merck whistleblowers who are suing Merck and hopefully yeah. will win.
If you want to fight real racism, look at what the studies have shown, that little black boys are more prevalent to get autism than anybody else in the population. And so they, it's almost like they genetically engineered these things to attack young black boys. And that's where the real racism is in this world. All you Black Lives Matter people out there, if you want to fight real racism, let's start looking at what William Thompson whistleblowed. We really need whistleblowers out here to come forward. We need more whistleblowers to show us the raw data that we can just send out to the four winds. And that's what's so great about the vaccine movement, the anti-vaccine movement, is that there's so many different sites out there that you're not going to stop it once the information comes out. It's just going to proliferate. And it doesn't matter. You're not going to stop it. You're not going to win. You're not going to be pushing these things down our throat. Now, on one, I think it was on the Facebook page for TX, the Texas Medical Freedom Alliance, they had a list of all these vaccines that are coming down the pike. It's 37 oh, yeah. pages long.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. The stuff well, they it, want to, what's on your look right now? What do you see as the most ridiculous vaccine that's coming out that they want to inject our children with?
Oh, my God. Well, there's so many. I think one of the most ridiculous ones is the anti-smoking one. They want to create some sort of a genetic, you know, genetically modified human brains so that kids never
are. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Yeah.
Kids, so that kids are never curious enough to try smoking. I mean, give me a break. So that to me is the most ridiculous one. But look, pretty soon we're going to have a vaccine for restless leg syndrome. I mean, the pharmaceutical industry has been able to use mainstream media to completely brainwash the American public. And frankly, I think that's one of the first things that needs to go is the ability for pharma to be able to advertise on regular mainstream television and over and over and over again throughout the day, reminding people who sit in front of their televisions to go call their doctor. I mean, the last thing we need to do is have such a close-knit relationship with these, you know, legalized drug pushers.
And that happened right about the time that you see the autism cases soaring. That's when it happened, when they started allowing all this advertising on TV, and it started making people, all these hypochondriacs out there go, well, maybe I need a shot. Maybe I need a pill.
Yeah.
And it just continues on and on and on. Michelle, we don't have much time left. Thank you for joining us. I hope your event goes off smoothly. And keep us informed of what's going on, because there is a big fight out there, because they want to inject you and they want to inject your family for everything under the sun. And don't forget, if you read an insert, none of them say they don't cause cancer. They haven't even tested it for that. But they tell you it's safe and effective. Just remember that. Rob Dew, reporting for InfoWars.com. This is The War Room. I got Michael Zimmerman right over here. We'll be right back after this short break.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/ This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the War Room today, Monday. Myself, Michael Zimmerman, and Rob Dew are filling in for Owen Schroyer today.
I'm still steamed about what's going on in Houston right now. They are plotting to literally poison us.
People. Exactly. I saw this on Friday or Saturday, the 15th. Every childhood vaccine may go into a single jab. This is from the BBC. So their latest plan is to not just give the kids, you know, a massive number of vaccines, but to put all of those in one concoction now.
Because it's hard to get the parents to keep coming back.
Exactly.
After they see an adverse reaction with their kid. After their kid is up crying all night.
So they're
and not being able to sleep. Yeah. The parents go, man, maybe I shouldn't bring them back. Oh, it's too late. It's too late.
We're already in there.
We're going to put them
on. So they're going to also have the boosters in the same shot in these little capsules that will then, you know, after 6 months, release this vaccine. It's similar to these, you know, birth control implants they're putting in people's arms now.
That is literally like a time release poison pill. Yeah.
And to get those out, they have to be cut out of your body, I believe.
Oh my God.
So they're wanting to kill us all. They do. I mean, that's what this whole plan is. And they're like you said, they're hating
children
right now.
They hate innocence. They hate everything that's good in this world.
So a single shot and they'll put all of these childhood vaccines in a single vaccine.
And you know, where you see the most problem with is with these hexavalent, which is six vaccines, and these hepavalent. Seven vaccines in one shot. That's where you have the most problems. That's where you have the most adverse reactions is in those. So what do? We're going to double down. We're going to put every vaccine. That's 49 shots. In 2013, CDC recommended 49 doses of 49 vaccines between day of birth and age six. That's what they want to do to you.
Oh, the approach has not yet been tested on patients.
Of course
but
not.
But from a professor from Robert Langer from MIT said, we're very excited about this work. For the first time, we can create a library of tiny encased vaccine particles, each programmed to release at a precise, predictable time. So people could potentially receive a single injection that in effect would have multiple boosters already built in.
You know, there's been researchers that have gone out and researched when babies die. They have, you know, oh, this baby died at this time.
Yeah, infant mortality.
They all die at these vaccine schedules. That's where you see a spike in deaths. Is that 6 months? At a year, at 18 months, and they go, oh, it's sudden infant death syndrome. It's crib death. We don't know how they just die. They just stop breathing. They don't want to look at what's really happening because then they'd have to admit that this whole facade that they built the entire medical model on, which is childhood vaccines, is a total fraud. They don't want to do
like that. You were saying about Bill Gates. They say this could have a significant impact on patients everywhere, especially in the developing world, because that's where they want to push these vaccines the most. That's where they push these vaccines in India. They were sterilizing
49,000 cases of polio happened.
Paralyzing
people. Paralysis.
Yeah, paralyzing them, sterilizing them without these people's permission or knowledge. They're pushing poison on them, and they want to bring that here.
You guys just put up, during the interview, you put up that study that was talking about how basically these vaccines go in and attack you, and they sterilize women. And that's why women are having miscarriages with the flu shot. We did a report on this, I think, 2 or 3 years ago about this. With Leanne McAdoo, she went and talked to them. They're like, oh no, it's safe. It's safe and effective. It's safe and effective. Anytime you hear the word safe and effective, run the other direction. Now we got Roger Stone coming up in the next break for the rest of the hour. He's going to be joining us. And that should be wild as usual. Roger's a great guy. And, I think he, I don't know if he's back for, into Florida from the hurricane, but he was literally chased out of his home from Hurricane Irma and the storm surge that went with it. I think he took that time to do some traveling. There he is on YouTube. U.S. Cannabis Coalition speech at the Alchemy Lounge in Los Angeles, California. So Roger's out there pushing for the legalization of marijuana. I think you get that. You get border security. You get a tax cut for, I'd say tax cut for corporations and individuals. You're going to see a roaring economy that not even the Federal Reserve can stop. And Chairman Janet Yellen. So we'll be right back after this break. Thank you for joining us. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. That's Michael Zimmerman. We're going to have Roger Stone up next. So tell everybody to stay tuned. Infowars.com/show.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com. This is the War Room.
I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a liberal, or a conservative, a progressive, a socialist, or even a communist. If you agree with me on cannabis, we can work together. Woo! It was too exciting, in my opinion, and a mistake to think that this can only be achieved through one political movement. It's going to take people of different philosophies working together to convince our government, which is indeed also split, to do the right thing. Now, I think most of you know, during the campaign, President Trump, who I have known for 40 years, took the position that this was a matter of states' rights. And if the states decided that cannabis should be legal for any purpose, whether medicinal or otherwise, it should be up to the states.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And he specifically said he was a supporter of medicinal marijuana because the president is aware of how many veterans are using this to help with PTSD.
Right.
And how many other deleterious conditions improve with the use of cannabis. Now, unfortunately, it appears that Jeff Sessions did not get the memo. Yesterday, we saw comments of Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein speaking to the Heritage Foundation, saying that the states have found that this has been far more harmful than they anticipated, and they've had a very hard time regulating it. What is this man talking about? Last year, Colorado took in $200 million in revenues. States and counties around the country would be insolvent, broke, out of gas, out of business, without the revenues from legal cannabis. So we have not only the health benefits and the fact that millions of Americans are counting on it, we also have the revenue generation for states and counties. And what about the jobs? This is a billion-dollar industry creating more jobs all the time.
Yeah, and that is the three-pronged approach that multinational interests got turned into this illegal form of, you know, medicine, of a textile, of a job creator. They got rid of it because they didn't want to see America turn into the powerhouse it could be. And that was back in the night, you know, in during World War II, they were telling you to grow hemp for rope. Okay. Hemp is basically the same thing as marijuana. It just has the THC. It doesn't have the THC in it. We now have on the phone or with us. I don't know if he's joining us on Skype or on phone. Roger Stone, who is speaking in Los Angeles. And there he is on Skype. How are you going, Roger?
Excellent. I appreciate your playing that clip. As you know, Rob, there's a substantial backstory here. I was scheduled to speak to the Los Angeles Cannabis World Business Expo, a small group of Media Matters for America motivated dissidents objected to my speaking, not wanting to be politically correct and insisting that I speak my mind, but with them objecting to my support for President Trump and, of course, saying that I'm a white supremacist, a bigot, a racist, an anti-Semite. None of these things I am, of course. They objected. So the United States Cannabis Coalition merely rented the hall across the street. Ironically, in my place, they scheduled the Reverend Al Sharpton. So let's get this straight. I was not allowed to speak because of offensive things that I may have said in the past. Yet Sharpton, who once said that if the Jews came to his home, he would pin their yarmulkes behind their ears, was allowed to speak.
So resist we much, Roger. That's another quote from Al Sharpton.
Well, and as you know, he referred to a white merchant, a Jewish merchant, as a white interloper. May have caused a riot that caused one man's death. Now, I'm a Christian. Sharpton has apologized for many of these things, and I've accepted that apology. But the kicker here, frankly, is that there were 15 people at his speech, for which he was paid $25,000. He has no passion for the issue of states' rights when it comes to cannabis. We're at a very precarious place here, Rob, because the Rohrabacher Amendment, which has been attached to every appropriation since 2014, which essentially blocks the Department of Justice from utilizing federal funds for a crackdown on medicinal marijuana or state legalized marijuana in the 29 states where it is legal. Until recently, the fate of that amendment looked bleak because the House Rules Committee was refusing, after intense lobbying by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, to renew the amendment. At the last minute, the budget appropriation that was agreed upon by President Trump, Senator Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi and the House and Senate Democrats, with the acquiescence and support of the president, included this protection, meaning state legalized marijuana is legal in this country until December 8th. That has taken a lot of work between Republicans and Democrats working together. While I've had to fend off the nitpicking of a group of partisans who would rather score points on this issue. So I appreciate your rolling the tape. We had a great time there in L.A. It was standing room only in direct juxtaposition of the Business Expo, which I gather was a financial failure. I think once it was announced that I would not be speaking, there was a substantial collapse in attendance.
Of course, because you're a man of passion. No matter who, what candidate you're working for, you seem to grasp what they're talking about. But this issue of marijuana, you have the jobs, you have the tax money that's going to come in, you have the medicine that is providing to people who really need it, and then you have the savings. So I guess it's like a four-prong approach. The savings by not putting people in jail and giving them three square meals a day and air conditioning and television, those people are out being productive citizens. So then you have, I guess, another prong, which is those people are becoming valuable contributing members of society instead of parasites.
Well,
so
exactly.
It's amazing to me that in 2017, we don't have 50 states where it's legal.
No, I think you put your finger on it. The so-called war on drugs, the chain of incarceration for nonviolent offenses, has been an ignominious, expensive, and in many cases, racist failure. The state cannot even say, well, we arrested these people, we busted them, we jailed them, but drug use went down, drug trafficking went down, drug crimes went down. No, those things all went up. Ergo, by definition, they have failed. In the meantime, they ruin lives. They ruin families. The idea that we would go back to this is extraordinary. This may be the one smart thing Eric Holder and Barack Obama did when they issued the Holder memo, which essentially said that the Justice Department would stand down in those instances where there's a contradiction between state and federal law on the legalization of cannabis. And a million-dollar industry has thrived. Now, the other point here that I think is really key is the large number of veterans who are now eschewing opioids and OxyContin to deal with PTSD and are finding very substantial relief from the use of cannabis. Warriors for Weed is a major movement of veterans who realize that this is less damaging or deleterious to the system than the opioids that the doctors push on you, which of course become addictive and lead most likely to a downward spiral of financial ruin, and in many cases, heroin addiction and worse.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, I think when you come back from war, you're definitely in a different state of mind. And we've had veterans here. Joe Biggs talked about how he just walked into the doctor's office, said he didn't feel good. Boom. Painkiller, painkiller, painkiller. They just want to dish you off. They basically want to get you out of the office, and they know painkillers will shut you up because you're so doped up. You don't really care what's going on around you, but then you need more. And there's only one way to fuel that addiction, and that's cheap heroin, incidentally, coming from Afghanistan. Isn't that amazing, Roger? How's now we have a great supply of opium coming in into Mexico and then coming right up through our southern border.
Well, I also, absolutely. When we get back, I want to talk to you about the vaccination issue because there are some other aspects of this that I want to visit. I thought you had a very illuminating opening segment there, or I should segment there. So let's kick it around.
Sure, I'd love to do that. In fact, we just had Michelle Ford on, someone you know, and she said she's got some information that she gave to you to give to Trump. So we'll get to that right after this short break. You're watching The War Room. You got Roger Stone. You got Michael Zerman. You got Rob Dew. We're all here fighting for you. Now, what are you doing to fight for your country? Are you going to spread these links and wake up some more people? Or are you just going to sit back and let everything just come in around you, destroy you? We'll be right back after this message.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. out. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Watching the War Room here at InfoWars.com/show. In fact, guys, when you get a second, pull up InfoWars.com/show. We did a little redesign of it. For the first, 10 years since Alex was streaming live using his own streaming servers, it was always geared towards one show. Now we have three shows.
With more on the way.
We traded an hour of the nightly news for 6 hours of shows. We've got the Alex Jones Show right there, and if you scroll up a little bit, you can see you got Real News with Dave and Knight that starts live at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then we got the Alex Jones Show from 11 to 3, and then the War Room from 3 to 6. We are now rocking and rolling for 10 solid hours a day, bringing you information, bringing you analysis, bringing you the latest breaking news, which I've got here, some Hillary Clinton breaking news. But first, I want to get to this. We also have Roger Stone. We're going to talk about some vaccines as well. He is on the line. But I want to talk about this. Infowars.com/show. That is how you allow us to continue with the 10 hours of programming and expanding it and making it then 16 hours and then 24. Or I guess we'll go 18 and then 24. Depends on how crazy we get here. Alex put out a tall order a few weeks ago. By this time next year, he wants to be going 20 hours live. 20 hours. That means we need more crew. We need more equipment. We need more studios, which we're building right now. We got a studio right through that wall right there that we're building. It's going to be bigger than any of the other studios we have in here. Okay? And we do that with your support. That's the only way we could do it. We don't have pharmaceutical companies giving us gobs of money and buying advertising. Okay? We manufacture our own products and we bring them to you at great discounts. So right now we have 50% off with promo code IRMA for InfoWars Select Storable Food. I don't think that's going to be around too much longer. I don't think it's going to be around too much longer. We also have 50% off high quality Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash and 50% off Caveman True Paleo Formula Chocolate or Strawberry. Tell me how much you like Caveman, Michael Zerman.
I enjoy it a lot. I was actually just looking at the main store page there. It looks like you can use the code READY for 50% off on the storable foods. So we're kind of moving past the IRMA thing, it looks like. Pull the store page back up again.
Oh, it says promo code IRMA or ready. So there we two go. Promo codes.
So I guess that is probably continuing.
IRMA's kind of spun off into the
what
ether.
I was calling this last week, though, was reverse price gouging. When everyone else wants to raise prices on water, things like that, this storable food, you can have it in your closet. It'll be just as good as it is today, 25 years from now.
Exactly. And you bought some storable food from somebody here in the office.
Yeah, one of our coworkers here. Yeah. He had a little too much, was looking to get rid of some of it, so I picked up a few hundred dollars worth from him.
There you go.
But I'll have it in my closet. I'll be ready should anything happen. So that's definitely worth getting.
And this week only, Okay, you get an additional 10% off with your order at checkout when you use the promo code WARROOM. Okay, so that's something you're only going to hear here on the War Room. Promo code War Room, 10% off. Knockouts, 40% off. Z-Shields, 40% off. All Emmerich's Essential Packs are 50% off. And ProPure King, which is the big ProPure unit that you want for your entire family to give yourselves clean water, is 30% off. So don't forget all those great deals at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can get to it from InfoWars.com, but InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, where you can check out all the great deals that we have. Don't forget promo code WARROOM for additional 10% off and for 50% off your storable food, Irma or Ready. And so I want to get to this Hillary Clinton news. Roger, you're going to be interested in this. Make sure Roger's tuning in for this. This just came out on CNN. Hillary Clinton has just floated the possibility of contesting the 2016 election as if getting her butt handed to her and the November 8th election wasn't enough. She says, oh, if Mueller finds there was Russian collusion, I might contest the election. Well, I think it's a little too late for that. But Mueller's now running around saying, oh, wait, we saw Facebook. Somebody spent $100,000 in Facebook and they paid in rubles. That's proof of Ooh. Russian collusion. Yeah. And it's and you're going to tell me a Facebook ad worth $100,000? Or an ad buy worth $100,000 is going to sway an election where she spent $1 billion? Oh, yeah, right. And we're going to get to that clip. Guys, just find, we don't need the whole 3 minutes of Hillary Clinton espousing her vomit. Find just that one clip. See if y'all can cut that out. Roger, what do you think of this? Hillary Clinton has floated the possibility of contesting the 2016
My question would also be, Roger's done tons of this stuff over the years. What does $100,000 actually get you in a campaign?
Well, the important thing, of course, is that no one can demonstrate that these Facebook ads that were allegedly bought by the Russians were done so in coordination with the Trump campaign or that the Trump campaign knew about them. We also don't even know that all of them were designed to be pro-Trump. The New York Times and other media outlets who breathlessly told us about the existence of this ad buy have not been very specific about the specifics. That the Russians would try to interfere in our elections by buying media, we did that in their elections in the case of Boris Yeltsin. But again, it doesn't show any misdeed by the Trump people. In her new book, Hillary Clinton trashes me by name, calls me a bizarre figure. Now, this is a woman who threatened and bullied her husband's rape victims. This is a woman who banished her husband's illegitimate abandoned son, Danny Williams. This is a woman who, when she was first lady, there was a memo circulated to the White House staff that if you encountered her in the hallways, you were not to look her in the eyes. This is a mean, foul-mouthed, nasty, greedy, cunning, entitled diva who has lied at the outset saying, well, I never thought about running for public office in her book. Her life has been built around snatching the presidency. We heard this one before, by the way. Podesta said that the intelligence agency should brief the Electoral College before they voted on Russian collusion. Yet we still have no evidence of Russian collusion. The Facebook ad buy doesn't prove it. Donald Trump Jr.'s innocuous meeting with a Russian attorney, who appears to be a plant anyway, pictures of her in Hillary Clinton demonstrations, pictures of her in John McCain's campaign office, his Senate office, and, of course, questions about how she got into the country without a visa. So as I will demonstrate on the 26th of September when I testify for the House Intelligence Committee, this is a myth, a fairy tale, a canard, a narrative invented by the intelligence agencies disappointed that they're not getting their proxy war in Syria, not getting the no-fly zone that Hillary promised them.
This is bird feed for the Hillary bots out there. And let's not forget, she was also a child rape defender. That's where she started her resume, defending people who rape children.
Well, in her defense, Rob, even child rapists are entitled to legal defense. It's her laughing about his guilt after the fact that shows her moral turpitude. This isn't about whether she defended him. It's about whether she hid evidence and she otherwise cheated to get a rapist off the hook and then chortled about it in an interview, laughed about it, insisting that she knew he was guilty. There's
exactly. Now, this is a short segment. Roger, we got a long segment coming up. We're going to get into vaccines, and we're going to, I guess, finish up with this marijuana news. But there we go. We see Hillary Clinton. Oh, I might contest the election. You lost. Get over it. Move on. Your book is a failure. You're a failure. Your legacy is a failure. We're done with you, Hillary Clinton. Stay tuned for more. It's the War Room. We got Roger Stone. I'm Rob Dew. We got Michael Zimmerman. Stay tuned. We got more coming up.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room.
Alan Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Everywhere I hear the sound of
we are back live on the War Room. This is Rob Dew, your host, joining with Michael Zimmerman and Roger Stone. The three of us are making up the War Room at this point. And Roger's got some breaking news on some Chinese spies and what's going on with the Justice Department. But first, we want to finish up. We were going to get into vaccines in the last segment. We got talking about Hillary Clinton and how she's just a total, complete misfit loser. But Roger, what is the vaccine news you have? Let's get to that first.
Well, I am a big admirer of Michelle Ford, as one of the most outstanding activists out there on this front. It was very disconcerting. First of all, it was very encouraging when during the presidential transition, President Trump met at Trump Tower with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is the son of the late Senator Robert Kennedy, former Attorney General of the United States, former U.S. Senator from New York, former presidential candidate, and asked him to head a commission to study the safety of vaccinations. We know that the president is skeptical about vaccinations, or at least the things that are in vaccinations, mostly trace minerals and other toxic metals, and their ties to illness. Now, as Michelle told us, the vaccine safety data link, I think, would show that the government has paid hundreds of millions of dollars, indeed, perhaps billions, out in lawsuit payments to people damaged by vaccinations. But I can tell you that after his meeting with the president, a top aide to President Trump in the White House told Robert Kennedy not to discuss the vaccine issue, not to discuss the president's request of him to head a commission. And shortly thereafter, to the surprise of many, the Trump administration appointed mandatory vaccine advocate Scott Gottlieb to the head of the FDA and Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald to the head of the Center for Disease Control. Both of them avid advocates of mandatory and multiple and seemingly a growing number of vaccinations. This is making millions, of course, for Big Pharma and those who manufacture. So the president, I think, knows about the unsafety of vaccinations. And it is it's going to be interesting to see whether he can be kept to his promise to Senator Kennedy's son, Robert Kennedy, a respected environmentalist, to head this important commission. Stay tuned on this, Rob.
Well, let me tell you what's scary, Roger. I'm thumbing through right now a list of, this is 37 pages long, of the vaccines that are in development. So these aren't the ones that are already maiming children and causing autism. These are the ones they want to push into you. And once they get one, once they make one mandatory, they're all going to be mandatory. And when they're all mandatory, there's no help for us. God help us all, because the only ones that are going to get exemptions are the ones in the upper echelon, the ones that can buy their way out of freedom. All the rest of us are going to be running from the needle. Now, you've got some breaking news from the Trump Justice Department and what's going on with a Soros associate who's essentially a Chinese spy. What can you tell us?
Yeah, this is a breaking story that's quite extraordinary. Miles Kwok, who is a man convicted of multi-billion dollar financial crimes in both the United States and in China, and a major Clinton bundler and fundraiser, an associate of George Soros, is fighting extradition to China. This has become a major sticking point in Sino-American relations because the Chinese Prime Minister Xi brought this up with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, seeking his extradition. You see, Kwok was in this country. He got three of the highest medals from Chinese intelligence for his cozying up to the Clintons and to his political intelligence gathering. Then he turned on his Chinese spy masters and through a sophisticated financial crime may have stolen as much as $8 billion. Kwok is represented by Democratic super lawyer David Boies, who represented Al Gore in the 2000 recount. Of course he is. But here's where it gets interesting. Kwok has an association with George Soros, has been seen dining with Soros at the Sherry Netherland in the Cipriani restaurant, where in the Sherry Netherland building, Kwok lives in a $4.5 million apartment. Opposing his extradition, which both Zia and Dr. Henry Kissinger have told the president would enhance the chances of greater cooperation from the North Koreans, from the Chinese, on isolating and squeezing the North Koreans over the use of their weapon. President Trump has already made much greater strides with the Chinese in that regard. The Chinese announced that they would not back the North Koreans in a showdown, and that they would oppose them if they did launch a foolhardy attack on Guam or the United States. So it seems that Mr. Kwok is a sticking point. Who should go to bat to keep this Clinton money man and Soros insider, who was a regular at the Clinton Global Initiative meetings and a major fundraiser and bundler for Hillary Clinton's campaign, but of course, General H.R. McMaster. Now, as we have revealed here, McMaster is a Soros man. He worked previously for a think tank funded by Soros, the Ford Foundation, and the Rockefeller Foundation, and he has adamantly opposed the return of this longtime Clinton bundler, who is, by the way, in this country, while working for Chinese intel, tied to bribes, kidnapping, misappropriation of funds, and even the alleged abuse of a woman for rape and confinement. Yet he walks the streets and lives in the lap of luxury in Manhattan. There will be more about this scandal, but among other things, we know that the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, has also opposed the extradition of Kwok, which would, again, enhance the president's leverage with the North Koreans. And we are told that Pompeo's opposition may be the signal that at one point Kwok was working as a double agent for the deep state. We also know that Kwok introduced, had an affair, an alleged affair with Wendy Deng, who is the ex-wife of Rupert Murdoch, thought to be a Chinese intelligence asset, maybe even the handler for Kwok, and that Kwok gave $2 million to former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair so that Blair would lean on McMaster to fight his extradition to China. Why the Trump Justice Department and the Trump NSA are fighting turning over a turncoat criminal who is convicted of crimes here and in China remains to be seen. More about this story at InfoWars as it develops, Rob.
And if you think it's one or two spies, let me tell you, the Daily Caller had an article July 11th. Guys, you can come to my phone. Chinese has tens of thousands of spies operating in the United States. And there was a dissident who, his name was Guo. He said there's about 25,000 Chinese intelligence officers and more than 15,000 recruited agents. So that's, what, 40,000 conducting espionage operations in the United States. So just think of this. If we were to go to war with North Korea and China jumps in, this spy network is going to be activated, and it's going to be activated against the United States. And let me tell you, it's not going to be a cakewalk going after North Korea. That could let loose a whole legion of roach spies that are just embedded in our government apparatus and our business apparatus all over. We have another segment with Roger Stone coming up. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Due. Got Roger Stone, Michael Zerman. We'll be right back after this short break.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, it turns out Trump was right. Refugee link to London. When he put it out, said that Scotland Yard knew about it. Of course, that came out over the weekend. Now they've arrested a second man who's a Syrian refugee. You know, you bring these people from third world countries into a nice Western country where they have all the comforts of home. And what do? They poop all over it.
Yahya Farouk.
Yahya Farouk. Number age, which, 21.
He must mean he's a dreamer.
I believe Saeed Farouk was the one who shot up the Pulse nightclub in Orlando.
Well, I think they all have.
I don't know. It's a common name, but
It's like Muhammad.
Right. Muhammad. And actually, Muhammad is now the most popular baby name for male babies in London.
In London. There you go.
Of course.
And 70% of those from Afghanistan.
It's a traditional British name, Muhammad.
From Pakistan are inbred. 70% of the babies born in the Pakistan areas of London.
That's racist to point out this fact. That's a hate fact.
We got Roger Stone for this final segment here, and he wanted to get back into Hillary Clinton. Roger, what is your Hillary Clinton news?
Well, I have now read this most embarrassing book. It is thin gruel indeed. Hillary Clinton, with her sense of entitlement, just doesn't understand that people caught on to her act, that the person she appears to be, even as inauthentic and uncaring as that confection is not the Hillary Clinton that we know. Hillary Clinton is a mean-spirited, nasty, venal, extraordinarily greedy, foul-mouthed, short-tempered, dictatorial, and exceedingly entitled. She cannot get over the fact that she has now lost not only to Barack Obama, who her husband said a few years ago would be fetching us coffee, and whose victories in the Southern primaries Bill denigrated by pointing out, well, Jesse Jackson won there as well. But she has now also lost, how improbably, to Donald Trump. Now, when you consider that she and her operatives wanted to run against Trump because they thought he would be easy pickings, you can see why her angst has been magnified. But this self-pity tour in which she blames Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama, the media, Julian Assange, and yes, thank you, Roger Stone, for her defeat is beyond anything I have seen. She repeats the canard that is begun by Podesta and repeated endlessly by that old Schiff head, Congressman Adam Schiff, that I knew in advance about the hacking of John Podesta's emails. Factcheck.org, financed by the Annenberg Foundation, found that that charge was without merit, or that I knew in advance and colluded with the Russians, of all people, to hack the DNC and lag the information to Assange.
And Roger, let's not forget that in WikiLeaks, they called Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Ben Carson the Pied Piper candidates, and that we should tell the press to cover them more because then one of those guys will win the nomination and they'll be easy picking. So you're absolutely right when you say they thought he would be easy pickings. It came out in the WikiLeaks in those emails.
Well, but she repeats in her book yet again, calling me out by name, these same three central lies. These are the lies that I will confront when I go to the House Intelligence Committee on the 26th, where all 20 members will be present, but I'm now told that only two designated hitters from each party will be allowed to ask questions. The Republicans have been designated. They are Trey Gowdy and Florida's Tom Rooney. The Democrats have yet to designate their questioners. I'm, of course, hoping for the hapless Adam Schiff, who has made a number of flat statements about me that are demonstrably false. No, I never predicted the hacking of John Podesta's emails. No, I never had any direct contact with Assange. But yes, I did have confirmation that they had the goods on Hillary. I have no knowledge where they got them. We can come back to the Russian hacking. Rob, as The Nation magazine, and I think William Binney, the former counterintelligence officer, have proven, there's more evidence that the DNC data was downloaded to thumb drives and taken out the back door than there is that this material was hacked. The FBI was never allowed to examine the DNC servers. The narrative is created by CloudStrike of Russian hacking. And as I will show in the lawsuit where Obama is suing me, Donald Trump and the Trump campaign, based on the assertion that I helped the Russians hack the DNC, I will prove in court, if necessary, that there was no hacking, or at least I will call on them to prove that there was, because they can't.
This is really, where we have the power. that's where we have the power, Roger, is where you can depose these people. We can bring them up and question them. You could maybe even subpoena the people that were working at CloudStrike. I mean, there's a lot of power in this, and I don't think they've realized the hornet's nest they're stepping into. Michael, you had a question.
Of course, with the whole CloudStrike thing, they actually, I was going to ask about the lawsuit and how that was going, but you just brought up CloudStrike. They gave the servers over, you know, to them, this company, this private company, you know, instead of giving them to the FBI.
And they just said, Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh, yeah, Russia, Russia. And then, you know, of course, the whole thing with Bleachbit and wiping these servers. Every bit of this stinks.
Because you wipe them with a cloth, right?
Yeah, with a cloth or something. It's a joke.
Look, there's no question. The New York Times said on January 20th that the intelligence agencies were in possession of email evidence, records of financial transactions, and then on the 31st they add transcripts of telephone intercepts that prove that Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, and Carter Page were colluding with the Russians. To date, the New York Times nor any of the intelligence agencies have produced anything of the kind because, let me stress this, they do not exist. Period.
Yeah, that was back in January. Right. So they love to float this stuff out with these unnamed sources. Oh, it's all mysterious how we get all this information. And then there's nothing there to prove it. Like this $100,000 that swayed the election. This is the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard in my life to think that you could spend $100,000 and change the outcome of the United States.
The ad supposedly just said things about border security and things of that nature.
Right.
It wasn't even necessarily Trump exclusively. Well,
and they call group like Sputnik is a website here in America. They go, oh, it's Russian. You know, you got RT America.
Well, that is state owned, but, and then they
right, but some of the writers are here from the United States and they're not Russian agents. I know some of the writers.
And just like InfoWars, you know, we're not Russian owned, and I'm sure, you know, with RT and Sputnik, they tend to tell the truth more than the American mainstream media does.
Yeah, and that's what they don't like. They don't like anybody going beyond the narrative.
If you ever thought that in some cases the Russian media would be less censored than American media, we would have laughed at you, but we know this in some cases to be the case. In the meantime, our Trump Justice Department is in court fighting the release of Hillary Clinton's emails. Jeff Sessions, please call your office, and InfoWarriors, help us by going to chargehillaryclinton.org for our petition, which we intend to lay on the Attorney General, demanding that Hillary Clinton face charges not only in the email scandal, but in the Clinton Foundation scandal, the Clinton Foundation being not a charity, but a slush fund for grifters. And as you know, Rob, the vehicle for a massive bribes for in return for public policy. I stand corrected. That is chargehillaryclinton.com. That's chargehillaryclinton.com. We have collected well over 100,000 signatures. Ask you to help that fight. We are going to have them presented to the president. We have figured out a way to do that around General Kelly, who has now appointed himself as the Berlin Wall, as it were, the gatekeeper in an attempt to isolate the president.
He's literally the general bouncer in charge of what's going on in the White House. I, too, put out a petition, Roger, back on August 29th. It's only got 58,000 signatures, but it's almost at that goal. Compel the FBI to release all records pertaining to Hillary Clinton's personal secret server email investigation. Right now, the FBI doesn't want to release these to the public because they say there's no public interest in disclosing the records from the FBI investigation, which is interesting. I think they're basically trying to hide the fact that they'd already determined that they weren't going to investigate Hillary at any point whatsoever. So that shows more crime and skullduggery with James Comey and what he was doing with the Justice Department and Loretta Lynch.
Rob, tell people where to go to sign that petition, because it's a mistake to assume that these petitions don't have impact if you can put them in the right hands. I can assure you.
Yeah, if you go to my Twitter feed, @DewsNews, it's the top tweet. It's your link tweet, your sticky tweet. It's the one right at the top. And it says, compel the FBI to release all records pertaining to Hillary Clinton's personal secret server email investigation. That is what we have to do. We have to get to the truth. These are our government public servants. They are not officials. They're our government servants. And they work for us. And we need to remember that. You're watching The War Room. We'll be right back after this short break.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good? because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Joe Beats with InfoWars.com. Now, there is this artificial intelligence, facial recognition, technology revolution that is underway. It's happening now, and there's really nothing we can do about it. And to me, it's quite frightening, the implications that this kind of technology has. Now, I want to read you a quote that I think, you know, has a lot to do with what's going on right now and with this new revolution of artificial intelligence that's taking place. It comes from the book 1984 by George Orwell. The choice for mankind lies between freedom and happiness. And for the great bulk of mankind, happiness is better. Now, the happiness that he's talking about is more like a false happiness. A false happiness created by propaganda and cool marketing tricks to make you think that you need this thing. Meanwhile, what you're doing is giving up your freedom. Let's take a look at the brand new iPhone X that Apple is unveiling here in the next month or so.
Our new true depth camera system, contained within this tiny space, uses extraordinary depth sensing technology to let you unlock your phone with a glance. We call this Face ID. It maps the unique geometry of your face with over 30,000 invisible dots. This data is analyzed by the neural engine on the A11 Bionic chip, the first of its kind. Your iPhone now recognizes you, even in the dark, and will adapt to your physical changes.
It can even recognize your face in the dark. Hello, big brother. You're welcome. We're just going to give you all of our information. We've already given Apple our fingerprints. We've already given them so much information with the LPRs, the license plate readers. They are now tracking what we're doing. They have your fingerprints, and now they have a handheld device that will sit there and map your face for them. It's not for you. I know they package it that way. I know this looks all cool. Like, ooh, I'm so sick and tired and have to use my thumbprint because, you know, that's just so old and, you know, that's not cool anymore. Now we're going to let it scan our face with this cool thing and map our face as we grow older. So they always have access to how you look, what you're doing, what you're buying, where you're going. This is tracking your every single move and giving Big Brother your information. To what end? To what end? So you have this cool trinket that you can brag about to your friends. Ooh, I've got this new cool trendy thing. Ooh, I'm so cool.
Meanwhile, there's new technology out there that they're using with AI. Face reading AI will be able to detect your politics and IQ. Advances in AI are used to spot signs of sexuality. China is using AI to predict who will commit crime next. And China has gone all in with artificial intelligence. I mean, they are using it to the fullest extent right now, and they're doing everything they can to find out who you are, what you're doing, where you're at. You saw the video where Laura Loomer walked up to the Costco the other day trying to go into another Hillary Clinton book signing event and was automatically stopped there.
Is this where the book signing is?
What is that?
The book signing?
That is here today, correct.
Great. So where do I go? I'm a Costco member.
Watch your back. We'll go all the way around the book
name.
What? What's your name?
Why does it matter?
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura? Okay, yeah, can't be here.
I'm not allowed to be here?
No, you're not.
You were told I'm not allowed to be here? By who? Secret Service or?
Yep.
Wait until they already had these systems set up, or the fact that you have your phone right here and it goes, okay, that's Laura Loomer. Yep, she just unlocked her phone. And now you're approaching Costco. Well, the CIA or the Secret Service has set up a buffer with that technology, knowing to stop anybody with that face approaching. And automatically little drones and bots come out and police go, excuse me, Mrs. Loomer, you are not allowed to be here by order of the Secret Service and Hillary Clinton. You know, that's the kind of crap that we're seeing. This isn't cool. It's packaged that way. You have to go back to the quote from George Orwell's 1984. The choice for mankind lies between freedom and happiness. And for the great bulk of mankind, happiness is better. Ignorance is bliss. Take it. I don't care. I'm not doing it.
All right. You can watch the rest of that on the Alex Jones channel. That report is going to be up there. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods. And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
Is the War Room.
And we are live. It's the final hour of the War Room. And what you were watching right before this was a Joe Biggs report on basically what Apple has created is alien facehugger technology that they are connecting right up to the spy grid.
And a bunch of lasers that shoot into your face.
Right.
To map it.
It's wholesome.
It's good.
It's good for you.
It's probably good for you.
Totally ridiculous. And they think you're going to buy it and pay more for it. You're paying more to hook yourself, your face right up to the NSA spy grid. And they go, as you grow older, it changes with you. We change your algorithm.
And Samsung has the iris scanner on their phones. I do not set that up. The government already has enough of my biometric data. I've had to give them my fingerprints to get driver's licenses.
And to get a concealed carry permit.
Concealed carry. TSA pre-check, my known traveler card, global entry. They get your fingerprints for that. So they have at least three sets of my full fingerprints, you know, all 10 fingers.
You're doomed.
But now they can get your face and your iris and all these other good things.
And then all of a sudden you're committing DNA robberies if you're an enemy of the government. Now, we're not against the government per se. We're against government out of control and we're against big government. Okay. We're not here, apologists for what they're doing. We're against government, these government wars that are based on lies. Okay. And the one way we get out the word is by extending our broadcasts, which we're doing now. We're now 10 hours in length at Infowars.com/share, where you can find all three shows starting at 8 a.m. with Real News with David Knight. And then he ends at 11, and then the Alex Jones Show starts 2-3, and then we go from 3-6 here in the War Room. And you can find it all at Infowars.com/show. All three streams there run 24/7. We have two different streams too. We have our own personal in-house stream, and we have a YouTube stream connected with both of those. Guys, show them how that works. Scroll up a little bit, and you'll see the little blue box. Keep going. Show people the blue box. See it? It says live stream. Click on that. Show people what happens when you click on that. Now click on the little blue box, and it'll actually change. See it? So it goes from YouTube. So you click on it, it'll take you to the YouTube stream. Click on it again, it goes to our personal live stream. So we can't be censored. That's one way that we're able to stop the censorship. But you know what? It costs money to avoid the censorship. It costs a lot of money to avoid the censorship. Which is why, so we have to build our own systems. So that's why we need you to go to Infowars.com, or InfowarsStore.com, or InfowarsLife.com and check out the product.
Just doing the Alex Jones Show, those streams, was tens of thousands of dollars a month. And now we've added more hours of programming. And we don't even know yet, because they've just launched in the past month. It is expensive to do these HD video streams.
You looked at the bandwidth bills, and you were amazed at the monthly.
We're using Akamai, which is pretty much the standard out there, and we've looked at some other ones too. Yeah. But for content distribution networks, so they get your content all over these different servers, it loads quickly, it plays in high quality. It's expensive.
Oh, we've got an evil 30-second ad in the front of it, so.
That doesn't even come close. The one ad you watch doesn't even come close to the streaming costs with that.
Right.
And we've launched these new shows, and it, of course, it takes a crew also. Each show takes 5 or 6 people to run.
Yeah, let's show them the crew in there.
Yeah, go to that studio
shot. Got a few people in there, yeah.
So every new show we launch has to have a separate crew, because these people, and Rob and I typically are not hosting. We're preparing clips for these shows, making ads, videos for Alex, things like that. For every one of these shows, people are doing hours of prep work beforehand. They're cutting the clips after to get those out on YouTube and all of our other platforms like Facebook.
And a lot of work.
A lot of work goes into these.
I was up here till 2 a.m. last night editing videos for the show today. Jake Lloyd was here yesterday cutting up that great report on the CIA whistleblower Kevin Shipp. Which is, guys, pull up that video, so we can promote that, because that is a really, it's about a 22 minute video of Alex Jones probably being his most cogent and focused, for 20 minutes that I've seen in a long time. I mean, usually, you know, he's kind of all over looking at all the news, just blown away and overwhelmed with everything. But there it is. CIA whistleblower exposes deep state and shadow government. InfoWars proven right. And you could go to our YouTube channel or go to it on Infowars.com and check it out. It starts off with a speech from Senator Inouye, who is from Hawaii, talking about the deep state and its control over the government. And that was back in the 80s. That was back during the time of the Iran-Contra scandal, because they start talking about continuity of government. And actually, Inouye is the one who says, hey, if we're going to talk about this, we got to talk about it in executive session. And he stops the chairman.
Yeah, can't hear these things. The public can't hear these things.
Right.
The unelected officials.
They don't want people talking about that. That was Ollie North.
The EU is a little more open about the fact that they have unelected officials running everything.
Oh, they love it. They love controlling everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You get your ration cards. They want you to have ration your meat. They want you to have public transportation.
This is how much fill can be in a pillow.
Exactly. This is how big your toilet can be. So we need you to go back to the plug here, because this is what's important. It's important that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you check out some of these great deals. Right now we have Knockout at 40%. Off. We have Z Shield at 40% off to get rid of the heavy metals that are just seething through our body with everything that's going on in our industrial society. Emmerich's Essential Packs are 50% off. Pro Pure King to drink that fresh, clean water, 30% off. 50% off high quality Super Blue toothpaste and the mouthwash. And if you want storable food, and we all need storable food because you never know when you're going to need it. And by the time you think you need it, it's too late.
By the time the store shelves are sold out, we can't get storable food to you because they've probably stopped delivering. I know I had a number of packages coming here to the office that were delayed because they were going through either Houston or going through Florida or something.
So you can get 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with promo code IRMA or promo code READY. Both of those promo codes will activate the 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. And also, anytime you use War Room in your order, that's an additional promo code. You can get 10% off your entire order with War Room. So we got all those specials for you. Please support us. 50% off chocolate and strawberry caveman true paleo formula. Every time you buy, every time you spread the links to our stories, every time you make our audience bigger, every time you get out the news stories and everything, it helps our audience grow. It helps more people come to the store, more people support us, because freedom ain't free. And it takes a lot of money to keep this place going here, to keep the lights on, keep the cameras working, hire more people. I had interviews last week with people. We're going to be hiring a couple more individuals here in the production area to get production moving. So that's one of the many jobs I have here, in addition to shooting videos for Alex whenever he wants to shoot videos, going on trips to, you know, interview Robert Kennedy on vaccines. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that we do here at InfoWars. We're not just a single issue workers. We work on a variety of things. You've set up encoders here for the audio streams. I mean, there's a lot going on, and we do it here on a shoestring budget, but we need your help to extend and go to the next
level. It'll be IT kind of work one day, hosting the next day, then going out of town with Alex the day after that. It's one thing after another.
Or getting a kayak and going into Hurricane Harvey and rescuing people on a giant truck.
Whatever it takes.
So when we come back, we're going to start taking your calls. And during that also, I want to talk about what's going on in what happened in the Emmys last night, because it was a veritable Trump hate fest last night. But let's give you that number. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. We could take your calls on a host of subjects. We're talking about vaccines, Hillary Clinton, the terror attack in London. We're going to talk about the Emmys coming up and just the, you know, the Trump hate that was going on there. It was interesting to see Spicer. Looks like he's looking for a new gig. You know, I guess he felt like he was stepped on when they brought in Scaramucci and he didn't like that. And, you know, maybe Spicer was a real leaker, you know, hiding in the bushes.
He could have been. I mean, that's just pathetic, man. Just
really
going
is.
To showing up in a room like that to begin with just full of filth and losers. But it's showing, you know, Jennifer Lawrence's new movie was a flop.
Yeah.
Got an F rating from people who went out to watch it. Expected to earn just $8 million in the U.S. Well below expectations.
And that's after she came out and said,
oh, yeah.
And she, you know what she was trying to do? She was trying to, they probably told her, said, cause I guarantee she didn't think of this on her own.
Right.
Cause she reads a script.
She said,
they said, Jennifer, you got to go out and talk about these hurricanes and how they're bad for the climate.
Hurricanes are wreaking havoc on the U.S. It's nature's retribution for electing Donald Trump as president. Could you be any more stupid? But now she's announced that she's going to be taking some time off of the limelight. She's not going to be in movies for the next year or two.
Science is real.
Exactly.
Science is real, Jennifer. All right, we're going to be taking your calls after this break. And we got about another 45 minutes of The War Room. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back right after this short break. Stay tuned for more. It's Rob Dew and Michael Zimmerman
with The War Room.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room, the third installment in the InfoWars Live Network. You can find us at InfoWars.com/show. Guys, put up the other sites on there. You got a YouTube, you got a Facebook we're streaming on, you got Twitter. We just put it out everywhere. Because the answer isn't one stream, it's more streams. There you can find them all at InfoWars.com/show. All the links, everything to all 10 hours of our daily broadcast.
They do frequently shut us down. We'll get blocked on Facebook every couple of weeks because of something. So we just switched to a different page, share it out on the other ones.
You played a news clip and talked about
on your news program. You played a video.
Oh,
it's protected under fair use.
Yeah. There's a thing called
the amount of time it takes to fight every one of these. It's a couple of days until we get things back. So it's important to follow all of our platforms, all of our pages on Facebook. We have the InfoWars page, the Alex Jones page, pages for War Room and David Knight's show, Real News. It's important to follow all of them because we do shift things around as they get blocked or banned by these people who are trying to censor us.
Well, that is true. And, you know, one thing we talked about getting into, we haven't done it yet, is the Emmys from 2017. I think the big story with the Emmys, aside from the Trump hate, is that these people are such precious snowflakes. They needed air conditioning on the red carpet outside. Okay. When you were a kid and you used to open your door to your house, what did your parents say? I say it now. I'm actually reliving my parents. Shut the door!
Shut the door!
Yeah. I don't want you air conditioning the outside. At the Emmys, they were literally air conditioning the outside. Okay, and these are the people that go around and say, climate change is going to affect all of us, and we need to not fly and not have air conditioning, and the planet's going to boil over, and they're air conditioning the outside.
Okay. And they fly there in their private jets because most of them were probably at their nice European chateaus.
Yeah.
And they took their private jets. I mean, that's just the definition of privilege. Talking down to other people who get in their car and drive to their jobs because they've got to put food on the table when these people are making, you know, $20, $30 million per film, some of them.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
The Hollywood liberal elite just speaking down to the rest of us, the little people while they're on their yachts. It's disgusting.
I've got some news though. All this movement that the celebrities are doing, all the warm air coming out of Al Gore's mouth has actually gone out of our atmosphere and traveled through space and time. It's actually affecting the planet Jupiter right now. Guys, do you have my tweet from over the weekend? Because it seems our planet isn't the only one being affected by SUVs and cow farts and, CO2 emissions that come out of our mouths. All the hot air coming out of our gourd. No, the planet Jupiter is being affected.
Oh my God.
Okay, we saw Lauren say that these storms and hurricanes are from Donald Trump being elected. Those little circles there on Jupiter are 1,000-kilometer cyclones that are happening right now on Jupiter.
Did Trump cause those too?
Yeah.
I know he caused Hurricane Harvey to, because he hates black people.
I mean, there are storms in Jupiter right now. Because of this air conditioning going on, air conditioning the red carpet. I mean, I think the celebrities, we got to get them on a spaceship immediately, get them out to Jupiter. They have to get on and really stop this because this is a crime of epic proportions.
Well, Stephen Hawking was telling us if we don't stop this, we're going to have 450 degree weather here.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Venus, he said.
It's going to be like Venus.
It's going to be like Venus.
Sulfuric acid clouds.
Yeah, acid, like, raining down, just destroying everything. It's going to be 450 degrees.
We got to do something. We need more celebrities to speak out before it's too late. Let's go to our first caller, Forrest, here in 1 second. Remember, the number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 if you want to get involved. And we're also going to finish playing these Simpson clips where Simpson predicted the SJW capitulation that is going on at Yale University. They predicted it this year. So once again, 888-201-2244. Let's go to Forrest in Texas. Wants to talk about the Moore rally, which stands for Mother of All Rallies. Go, Forrest.
Yes, absolutely.
Were you there?
Thanks for your show. Y'all are awesome.
Thanks. Were you there at the rally?
Oh, no, I wasn't there. I watched it online. I was under the hurricane, so I couldn't go. Okay. And, you know, one of the things I found amazing is every one of the speakers were so on point with the zeitgeist and the epoch of this generation. And even if you go back and you look at the ICP people, I've grown up around those people. They're not bad. They're literally family-oriented organizations filled with a bunch of outcasts that were bullied or were picked on or somehow their family kicked them out. But going back to the Moore rally, every one of the people that the media I truly feel like their management staff was really upset when the Outlaw Morgan or Pissed Off American people allowed Black Lives Matter to get on the stage and didn't stop their free speech or their. I mean, it's just you even go back to it. The media, I could see the frustration and even that clip you showed earlier today. They're so mad that the straw men that they're creating don't exist.
Yeah, they want to keep us apart.
They have to magnify on these people.
Yeah, and guys, were you able to find that? I think it was a chant, the Black Lives Matter were leading a USA chant at the Moore rally. I think that's amazing. And this is what we need. We need Black Lives Matter to come together and stop going, hey, the only thing in the world, the only issue that matters is when cops kill black men. There's a lot bigger issues affecting black people, let me tell you. There's issues affecting all of us, and we need to come together and realize that we don't need to be fighting each other. We need to be looking at the inherent systems that are in there and where they do create that real injustice, because there is injustice going on, but it's not with other Americans that are causing it.
Nope.
Go ahead, Forrest.
It's just like what Will Johnson said, and he's my second favorite spokesman. He has a show and also Outlaw Morgan and Pissed Off American. They're sitting there, and they're saying, well, Will Johnson, he's saying, if you really care about black lives, then talk about Chicago. He even said, let's have a Moore rally in Chicago. And I told these people when they had their show, I said, my prayers are going to be with you. You're going to have a spiritual protection field. And I And I saw that every single one of the media, even my prayer group at the time, we saw that everything they tried to forecast, and it's just like Pastor Rodney Howard said, Pharaoh's armies, chariots, the wheels are going to fall off. There's going to be division inside their camps. And ever since he spoke those words, what are we seeing? We're seeing the left completely cannibalize their own. We're seeing their own colleges cannibalize their faculty and staff. We're seeing the internal division. And we're sitting here saying, well, you know what? I love you, American. I love you, American. Let's discuss the Americans that are dying in Chicago, not the racist expletives that they try to force on us and they try to cede the foreground as we try to, you know, communicate with them to bring them out of their darkness plane. And we say, hey, let's get you out of the hood. Let's get you out of the ghettos. Come on, man. Let's be American. Let's have guns. Let's have First Amendment. Let's have it all. Let's realize that our government has been hijacked by globalist bankers and cartels, and let's all come together. And it's not about what I understand the optics of what people saw with the riots in St. Louis. But I tell you this, this shows that we are an all-inclusive movement. We don't care who or what you are, what creed you are, who you call God. We are in this together, and we are here for America.
That's right. Thank you for that call, Forrest. You couldn't have said it any better. I truly appreciate that. Stay tuned. We're going to have more of your calls coming up on the other side of this break. It's The War Room with Rob Dew and Michael Zimmerman. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show. Show.
Men, give your body the support it needs with Infowars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic, and this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
All right, we are live, and this is the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We got Michael Zimmerman. We're taking your calls. We're going to play some more Simpsons prediction videos. If you want to tweet a question, you could go to @War Room Show. That's our Twitter handle, and do a hashtag War Room, and we will answer your questions as they pop in. Once again, the call-in number is 888-201-2244. We have Barbara in California and Paul in South Carolina. Both have medical-related questions. Get your question in now. We have about 27 minutes for the end of the show, so we'd love to talk to you out there. Those of you watching the War Room, we surely do appreciate it. Be sure you spread the link, infowars.com/show. Before we go to Barbara, she wants to talk about the president being drugged, and she's got 30 years experience in the medical field. I want to get through these last two Simpsons clips based on this article. Yale swaps out freshmen and upperclassmen with gender neutral terms. And it was the Simpsons that earlier this year, I guess it didn't take much brain power to figure out that this was going to happen, but they had an episode where Mr. Burns was going to Yale to give them some funding. And also I think Homer had enrolled in the college. So there's a little clip with Homer coming up next, but we played the first clip earlier in the show. Let's go to clip number two, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Take swords off statues.
The home of ruthless media disruptor Samuel F.B. Morse. Who's his successor? That fellow?
Fellow. That word is cisgender normative, okay?
Triggered.
You're worse fellow. Than Hitler.
Too late for flattery. I'm not giving this to you.
You're worse than Hitler.
Worse than Hitler. So you use the word fellow, you're worse than Hitler, and that's literally what you get when you go and talk to these kids at Yale.
I want to start a movement to just destroy all statues. You know, we've already started this, gone down this road. Let's just melt down every single statue.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It is called Islam. As Harrison in there chimed
destroy
in.
Every monument. I mean, they're already working on it in St. Louis. They're breaking into libraries and, you know, throwing down bookshelves. Because that's good. That helps the community.
They're going to tear down the Ozzie Smith statue, and that would be a crime against humanity. He's one of the greatest shortstops of all time. Let's go to this final clip. This is Homer putting on a robot head and pretending to be a bot. I guess what happened is, I never watched the whole episode, but apparently they've flooded Yale with these social justice warrior robots. Because that's literally what they are. They've been programmed to say these things over and over again at a young age. So it's hard to break that programming, but that's our job here. So here's that last clip.
Beep, bop, bloop. Bleep, bloop, blorp, I am a robot too. My father was a toaster.
He's in bot face. That's unbelievably offensive. Microaggression. Cultural appropriation. Offensive. Offensive. Offensive.
Dear Lord.
So that's what happens when you go in bot face in front of these other bots. They don't like it when you're mimicking a robot.
No, but at the same time, I've got this article here from the College Fix. Brown University will offer segregated student dinners for black and Muslim students.
Well, that's what we want, right?
We want segregation.
We now are going back to segregation. We're literally going back in time. This is ridiculous.
And I had this up on my phone, too. There's some other university that was going to have segregated dorms.
Yeah.
So that they would have a safe space. Yeah, University of Colorado Boulder, UC Boulder, was going to have segregated dorms for people of color to have a safe space.
I mean, Martin Luther King is literally rolling in his grave. Now. He's like, this is what I wanted when I meant all children of color coming together in the country their forefathers conquered.
I was thinking about MLK the other day, and I was reading some MLK quotes that I came across, and I was realizing he would really hate Antifa. He would hate all these groups.
Oh, yeah.
He really wouldn't like Black Lives Matter.
No, he probably would have been pro-Trump.
I think he would have been. Because you have stuff going on like this, and this is the opposite of his vision. This is the opposite of treating people with equality, treating people.
It's the opposite of reality. It is literal fantasy.
Yeah, let's segregate ourselves off.
Yeah. What was that, Harrison? Yeah, they are. I think Coretta Scott King was at one of his rallies recently. She said it. Who's the one who did the prayer? Was it Coretta Scott King? Yeah, she did an amazing prayer at his Phoenix rally. Let's go to our callers. We got Barbara in California. Let's talk about the president being drugged. That was news that we broke last week via Roger Stone. Barbara, are you there?
Hey, Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very, very stressed. Very, very stressed. I just want to let you know, you know, I'm a great InfoWars fan. Got so many t-shirts from you guys. It's incredible. He's just Silver Coin, a couple other things, but just after I listened to Roger Stone last week, I was horrified. I was just very, very scared, very, very nervous. In fact, I'm nervous while talking to you. And what I did is that I've been in the medical field for over 30 years, and what I did, I have spent since Monday night, I've averaged maybe 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night, going over videos, photos of our president while he's on Twitter, Facebook, anything I can grab hold of. And I actually found total, complete, valid documentation that he's obviously being drugged.
Are you seeing? What kind of tics? Are you seeing facial tics, or what are you actually seeing there?
Both Facebook and Twitter. See, every Friday, as you know, our president does his weekly address to the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is that is a great one to go by because that's a close-up of him.
Well, and you can check it by the week.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what I've been doing. So what it is that last Friday, Monday night when I went back to the previous one, and I looked at his pupils. They were so blown. It was horrific. And, you know, he's being videotaped. The lights are bright. His pupils should have been pinpricked. They should have been pinpoint, I mean. They should have been pinpoint. They were so blown. Well, that's a sign of diazepine poisoning, of taking diazepine. Yeah, absolutely.
And what is diazepine? I'm not aware of that.
Oh, diazepine is a tranquilizer. Ativan is one.
Is that the one that Michael Jackson, his doctor gave him and he overdosed on?
No, he overdosed on Propofol. That's it. Anesthesia that he overdosed on.
Because I know they had him on tons of tranquilizers like that, though.
Yeah. Well, that could have been one, but that is a tranquilizer. The thing is, it's so highly addictive. It's absolutely horrific. It only takes 3 months to get a person addicted to that medication. Only 3 months.
No, we're over 3 months in right now. So, especially if they started.
I know that. Well, the thing is, no, they didn't start. Roger said he believed they started 2 months ago. No, it started longer before that.
Because
I went back. I went back to the inauguration. I went back to 21, the inauguration, February. I took pictures of everything that I have, the documentation. I believe it started in March or April.
Wow.
Is when I noticed the dilation starting. Now, what is very interesting, it's not just the dilation. I noticed, for instance, that one weekend where his pupils were so blown, I follow his tweeting. I know his tweeting pattern. I know when he tweets, basically, and he does tweet at 4 o'clock in the morning, which would be 7 o'clock in the morning, California time. No, I'm sorry, 1 o'clock in the morning, California time. I go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and usually I'd go see, okay, what's my president saying to me now? I check his tweets. Well, you want to know something? That weekend, before Roger made that announcement, very few tweets, and the couple that were there, I thought, that's not him. That is not him. So my antenna were already up. But it isn't just the tweeting. What it is now, if you look, his eyes, the right eyelid is droopy. The left eye is a little bit larger. The right eyelid is droopy. He's been a little bit careless about his hair, and that's not him. He's meticulous about his hair. And
I'm calling for a 4chan investigation right now. Barbara, I'm going to give you my email. RobD@Infowars.com. Please attach all these images and label them. RobD@Infowars.com. Okay. Send them to me. I'd love to look at this and put this out.
I would like to see it for myself.
Okay, thank you. We're going to break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you for calling. We got a couple more callers as we end. You're watching The War Room. This is Rob Dew and Michael Zimmerman. You can find us at Infowars.com/show.
What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Deuce. Michael Zerman. You can catch us every day at Infowars.com/show, where we are live from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And then we archive this on Facebook and on YouTube and all over the place. We have a Twitter question coming in from Catherine Lowe. What do you think about the sexualization of children due to liberalism and progressives? Well, I will say this. Liberals are on a path to try to push this transgender movement on young kids. And, you know, if you're 18 years old, you want to change your sex, go right ahead. But I don't think we should be telling 7-year-olds that it's okay to want to cut off your penis or add a penis, in which case it may be. And so I don't agree with that. There was a Netflix show where this girl has a talking vagina. It's a cartoon, and she's got her talking vagina.
I was watching the trailer to that. I think it's like a comedy based on the struggles of puberty.
It always is. And I understand that too. But it's putting that sexualization out there.
Right.
You know, so you gotta watch what kids are watching these days.
And I will also say I don't think it was on the Netflix kids category. So if you have children, they do have a feature on there where it is just like Disney just movies, things like that. This was one, it's about being a growing up as a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
But it is definitely an adult cartoon. Just like other ones like BoJack Horseman that deal in like depression and, you know, drinking a ton and things like that. It's not a cartoon for children to watch.
I used to watch Super Jail. That was pretty violent. But I wouldn't want to let my kids watch it.
No.
All right, Zerman, you got some North Korea news.
A couple different stories here. So South Korea is planning a decapitation unit to try to scare North Korea's leaders. So this is a tactical team that has the ability to go into North Korea with the sole goal of killing Kim Jong-un and the rest of his people. So not going to take out the whole military, a very precision strike to go in there and kill just Kim Jong-un. And it's an intimidation thing, saying, look, if you start messing around, we will come kill you in your sleep. So that was interesting to see. Cool new video shows Navy's electromagnetic railgun in rapid fire test.
Let's see dollars in
this
motion.
Is something they've been developing for, here we go. And we have a video of that, I believe. They've been developing these technologies for many years now. So the revolutionary railgun relies on a massive electrical pulse rather than gunpowder or chemical propellants to launch projectiles at distances of over 100 nautical miles and speeds that exceed Mach 6. So this is faster than anything out there. And once they get these things working on warships, they can just fire these things over and over and over again. So with this test, they were able to fire one projectile and a few seconds later fire a follow-up shot.
And what's the best thing about this? It only costs $25,000 per shell.
And yeah, that's what they're saying in the video here. The lower cost and compared to traditional missiles or something like that. Of course, they still waste tons of money and it would be a lot better if we could just not all kill each other. But that's not what the military-industrial complex wants. And with these massive new high-tech warships, they'll be able to have systems such as this. And you can see it loading in the projectile there. It fires these heavy metal rods, basically.
Yeah, a little over 100, uranium. No big deal.
Right, over 100 miles.
Yeah.
It's quite the sight to see.
Yeah, that one that is hitting at 100 miles, but it's flying at Mach 7 or something.
Yeah, so
it's going to obliterate
the math for it, but it's probably getting there in a matter of seconds.
Railgun technology is here.
That's the future. So look forward to seeing more of that. And some more Asia Pacific kind of news. The Admiral and Captain removed an ongoing investigations into the USS John S. McCain and USS Fitzgerald collisions. Because over the summer, we had two of these ships, which are supposed to be loaded with all kinds of technology, managed to run into
one of them was vessels, a giant tanker.
Merchant ships, yeah, tanker ships, just running into stuff. And it's like, who's running these things? That these ships are managing to collide with things.
Obviously, nobody's sitting on
attention.
The mast.
Right.
Because there is no mast or crow's nest up there. But
and if they cannot see a peaceful maritime vessel out there, how do we expect them to detect enemy submarines or things like that? So obviously, there is some shortcomings there in our military, but it looks like that's been addressed with some people being pushed out of their positions in the Pacific
Fleet. To cover up the hacking that's going on. Because a lot of people are saying this looks like a hack job, that their systems are getting hacked so they're not seeing these things. And this could be, you know, a cover up for that, saying, oh, no, there's no hacking. It was training.
Exactly.
So, and, hey, we only got about 5.5 minutes left. I got 3 callers on the line. Now, listen, you're going to get 1 minute each. I'm going to time you. I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to say go, let you get your piece. I'll comment. I'll let Michael comment, then we're going to go to the next caller. All right, we got Paul in South Carolina. Wants to talk about vaccines. Go, Paul.
Yes, sir. How's it going, Mike and Rob?
Wonderful.
One question. Question and a comment. When you go to Infowars.com to view the videos or the live stream, it redirects you to YouTube. And I'm not a YouTube fan, so let's see if we can get that corrected. And
you know, we actually just showed that on the show. There's a little blue box underneath the video. If you click on that, it changes stream on you, buddy.
It still redirects you to YouTube.
No, it doesn't. It says YouTube there. I can see how it could be a little confusing, but it says YouTube. That means if you click on that, it'll take you to the YouTube stream. Guaranteed.
Or it could be your browser or something like that.
It says live stream, that means it's on the YouTube. When you click it, click one of the ones that says live stream, please.
Okay.
The little box, yes, little blue box, little yes, blue sir. Box,
all
little
right,
blue
as far
box.
As vaccines are concerned.
See, now it says
I
YouTube.
I got vaccinated and my wife got vaccinated in the 70s. Does that not compound the problems for our children?
It may or may not. I don't think the vaccines back in the 70s were as bad as what they were giving kids now, and there's not as many of them. So your immune system is able to work around these things. Now, I got fully vaccinated when I was a kid. I have a little bit of dyslexia, a little bit of allergies. What's that?
Would that not make our children vaccinated?
It could cause some damage potentially to your DNA, which is what ends up getting passed on. So if you have that corruption in your genetic code, then that could be passed on as a genetic defect. But no, the vaccine itself would not be passed on to a child.
No. Okay. Got to run, Paul. Thanks for those calls. Let's go to Charles in New Mexico. Let's talk about nonviolent crowd control. Go, Charles.
Hi. A simple solution to riot control. Synthesize the skunk odor and spray it on the crowd. And they'll be so busy throwing up their toenails, they won't have any energy left to be violent. And I'm a retired fireman, and I'm sure the firemen in whatever city it is will be delighted to wash down the streets after they throw up their toenails.
Well, they kind of do something similar to that with butyric acid, which is like rotten butter.
Well, skunk stuff will make anybody violently ill. It'll burn their eyes a little bit, no after effects, and I guarantee they will immediately be docile.
Well, thank you for calling, Charles, and we have a link on screen right now to a Wikipedia article. So apparently this is something that the IDF, the Israel's military, actually uses for crowd control and things like that. And we don't have much time left. Charles in Germany, go ahead.
Let's talk about the acid attack, right? Is that what you want to talk about, Charles?
Yes, sir. I'd like to talk about the 4 U.S. students attacked in Paris by a Muslim, and the mainstream media won't even call this a terrorist attack.
And you know what's interesting about that? I did I went to the link because the CNN article says, you know, the 4 girls were attacked by a 41-year-old woman. When you go to the actual French newspaper, it says it was a man that attacked them, and then it says it was a woman. So they could have been attacked by 2 different people, and now it's coming out that they've forgiven.
And they won't release the name.
And they won't release the
name. You know the name is going to be a Middle Eastern or Islamic name, so they won't release the names there.
Yeah. So what is your intel? Do you have intel that it was a Muslim?
Oh, no. This is for sure Muslim. This isn't an isolated incident. I've lived in Europe under the U.S. DOD for over 15 years, actually. And, this stuff has been accelerating at a ridiculous rate.
They're now putting out websites and pages that show you how to put on makeup after an acid attack. So they're saying it's cool.
It's cool even after
it's
you get
normal.
Attacked. And who else
Here's
does,
the makeup
who else
you
does
put
acid
on.
Attacks? Is it, you know, the Catholics, the Jehovah's Witnesses? Is it
the insane clown posse?
The Buddhists?
None of those are doing acid attacks.
It's Muslims who are doing acid attacks
right.
every single time. All over Europe.
But we're not going to say
it's
it
normal now.
And now the students have forgiven. And we don't even, that could be fake news too, that the students have forgiven.
Yeah, there you go. How to do your makeup after an acid attack?
Yeah,
after you get your eyes burned out and your flesh melted off.
And hey, you know, the mayor of London says as part and parcel of living with a big city, you have to accept these acid attacks.
Yeah, bombs on the train, acid in your face.
Totally agree with you, Charles. And hey, the truth's going to come out because people are going to see that and then it's going to get on social media and spread. And that's how we're going to win. We're going to win by spreading this information. So thank you for joining us here in the War Room. It has been my pleasure to give you the news and videos and having our guests on like Roger Stone and Michelle Ford today. It has been a jam-packed show. It's going to restream right after this. So if you missed any of it, you can just stay tuned and watch it. War Room Show at Infowars.com/show. We got two streams on there. Two streams. I guarantee it. It's two streams.
Two streams, two scoops, two terms.
That's right. 2020. Thanks for watching.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/